right across from Twin Lakes Park off of Washington Avenue. So we had a little rental house right off the corner of Washington and Rancho,
Okay.
I think.
Okay. So that was your first memory of
Yep.
Las Vegas.
Uh-huh. My first memory with that, and then I was enrolled in first grade at Twin Lakes Elementary School.
Right in
I
that
vaguely remember
area.
that,
Yeah.
yeah.
And how long did you live there, and what was the house like?
It was a small little house on the corner. They just rented it temporarily, and within about 6 months or so, they purchased a house at 2613 Mason Avenue in McNeil Estates, and they bought that in either late 1956 or 1957. And we moved into that house, and that is the house that my mom and dad lived in for 50 years. They never moved.
It's fairly near this area where you live now.
It is.
You know.
I'm about 2 miles from where I grew up. That house was just on the north side of Charleston, between Rancho and Campbell, the second street back. And when they moved into that house, as I recall, there's only three or four houses on the block. The rest of the area was all just open desert. There were a lot of mesquite trees and quail and rabbits and stuff. There was nothing from there all the way up to the Wesley area, to our west, up by the Hyde Park area, and there was nothing there at all. It was just open desert. I think it was pretty much a standard neighborhood like you would have imagined in the late 1950s, 1960s. But it was like anything else. You'd go, your parents would tell you, be home at 6 for dinner. You'd be riding around on your bikes. There was a lot of sandlot baseball because there was a lot of undeveloped open area. So the boys would get together and we'd go up and put together a pickup baseball game. Guys would be riding their bikes around. Everybody kind of had an open door policy. If you didn't know what you were doing, you could always go into somebody's house and somebody's mom would help you out. I mean, it was kind of just like it was supposed to be. It was a lot of fun. This place here, our community here, there was a sign that popped up a few years, I guess Oscar Goodman did it, that this has been designated as a historic Las Vegas neighborhood. And I don't know what that means, but there's a big sign out there that says that it is. So I don't know. I guess that's pretty good. But yeah, I think people are coming back. We know a lot of young kids, my children's contemporaries, are now coming back into the same neighborhood that I left. Matter of fact, I know half a dozen of them who their parents are friends of mine, and their kids are moving back in the same area where I grew up. It's kind of fun.